I'd like to welcome you all to the Indigenous Solidarity Panel. We gathered this week to assert our opposition to colonialism and apartheid, and our solidarity with Indigenous struggles for dignity and self-determination. As the organizers of Israeli Apartheid Week in Montreal, we believe that we cannot speak meaningfully about Israeli apartheid without speaking first about the realities of apartheid here in Canada. Canada's reservation system and treatment of Indigenous peoples was closely studied by the planners of apartheid in South Africa, although this is a hidden chapter of our history. Recently, many defenders of Israel have argued that Canada's values are Israel's values and the right. The dispossession and theft of Palestinian lands and the creation of Palestinian open-air prisons and Bantu camps mimic Canada's own historical policies. From its very foundations, Canada has been based on the theft of Indigenous lands and the genocide and displacement of Indigenous peoples. In crucial ways, the Canadian state's treatment of Indigenous peoples, historically and currently, can be described as an apartheid system. From the imposition of the Indian Act, band councils, and reservation systems, to stolen children and residential schools, from the continued theft of lands and resources by governments and corporations, to the cultural appropriation of Native traditions and culture. Last year, from February 12 to 28, the Winter Olympics took place on unceded Indigenous territory in British Columbia. These Olympics were widely opposed by Native communities across British Columbia, and their disastrous impacts will continue to be felt across the West Coast for years to come. As we reflect on the theft of Palestinian lands in the Middle East this week, we also affirm our solidarity with Indigenous communities who have resisted and continue to resist the Vancouver 2010 Olympics. We say clearly and loudly, no Olympics on stolen Native land. In the face of more than 500 years of colonialism, Indigenous communities continue to resist and survive. Their multifold and diverse struggles demand our active support, especially in the face of state repression and criminalization. For those of us who are non-Native, we have a role within our own communities to further the process of decolonizing Canada. If you are with us in opposition to Israeli apartheid, we encourage your consistent opposition to apartheid right here in Canada. Let us support both the resistance of Indigenous Palestinians and the survival and struggle of Canada's Indigenous nations. From Palestine to Turtle Island, there is no justice on stolen land. Whenever I mention justice, many have found it difficult to understand. The perception of justice is too one-sided. It is always one side that is supposed to be more privileged. Injustice is so deeply entrenched in Canada's political system that the words ethnic cleansing is foreign. Just like there are those that deny the ethnic cleansing of Indigenous peoples, some of those same people deny the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. Many find it difficult to understand what is happening in Palestine today, and this is so because Canada's own history is misunderstood. Today, we use the words Gaza blockade to indicate the current siege that Israel has imposed since 2007. If we are to look at Canadian history, similar sieges were also placed on Indigenous peoples. Starting from the mid-1700s, emissaries of the British military that were called Indian agents negatively affected how much resources and hunting privileges that Indigenous peoples have. This caused starvation. In Gaza today, this is the case. The amount of goods entering the Gazan territory is strictly controlled, thus causing starvation. Many blame the poverty found in much of today's Indigenous communities, not on a system that perpetuates inequalities, but on the Indigenous peoples themselves. And Palestinians, like Indigenous communities, also get blamed for their own poverty. I have met people that literally said, if Palestinians want to get out of poverty, none of them should talk back to Israel. They're the ones that have chosen their path. In other words, for these people, choosing the path of silence is what will gain peace. To them, asking for freedom and equality for Palestinians equates destruction. To them, Canada's Indigenous peoples fighting for land claims equate trouble. The ID cards today that are imposed on Palestinians is what Israel uses to differentiate between Palestinians and Israelis. This has an impact on where they want to live or travel. What are called alien status cards that indigenous peoples have is also similar. An indigenous person with an Indian status card will not get the same treatment as one without it. This differentiation is an example of apartheid. As long as many continue to deny our history and what happens to this date in Canada, many will continue to deny what is happening in Palestine. If there is one person that I think of whenever indigenous and Palestinian issues arise, it is that of Martin Luther King. His words, "No one is free until everyone is free," should be echoed everywhere. As long as we do not take those words seriously, history will continue to repeat itself. Our speakers tonight are going to be Clifton Nicholas, Audrey Redmond, and Ben Powis. The main question the panelists will be answering is, how has colonialism manifested itself in your community? And how have you yourself or your community members resisted this colonization? And Clifton Nicholas will be the first speaker.